This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, Chris, go ahead and unmute.
Hey, Coach, I'm just curious how important keeping this momentum you have going is in terms of team building. I know their confidence is at a real good high right now. How important is it to keep that going this week here?
Well, I think obviously you want to keep momentum. That's always a good thing. I think the biggest thing for us is how do we keep getting better? You know, after watching the film, you know, there's so many different areas that we can improve and keep getting better. And that's what we're really focused on. You know, these kids have done a really good job of really getting to know our defenses better, how we're going to, you know, our offensive sets. And there was still a little bit of a slippage. As much as we played really well in a lot of spurts, there's a lot of room for growth. And that's what we're really focused on. And we believe if we can do that, then we'll keep, you know, given our chances to win every game that we play.
And in terms of having guys that have played, you know, big time college basketball before, like, you know, Terrell Brown and those guys, I mean, they kind of know this drill. Like, they kind of know you got to, it's a grind all the time. I mean, they're kind of leading you through this, aren't they?
You know what? They're incredible. It's, you know, instead of practicing 2 hours and you're going crazy, you know, trying to get them to understand, we put a lot of trust in these guys. Terrell, Dejon, Emmett, you know, obviously Jamal and Nate have been here, but the veteran players have done a really good job in leadership in terms of their approach to practice and, you know, the making sure that we have the quality, not the quantity. And that's been a big thing. If you've seen when we've played well, our energy has been at a high level, and that's what we need to be, make sure that we keep up.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Dan, go ahead and unmute.
Mike, I know the game has changed and the transfers, four-year school transfers have become a really big part of it. And in the history at Washington, that wasn't always the case. They would rely on recruits and JC transfers, but now the four-year guy is a big deal. Looking back at the history of it, probably the most noteworthy Washington transfer has a Hopkins connection. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Rich Manning?
Oh, Richard Manning. I played with Richard.
Yeah,
he was a teammate of mine. No, great player.
Yeah. Do you remember back then when, you know, you played 1 year together and then he came to Washington and finished up? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. We were in the same class. We went to Syracuse together, both from the state of California, played against each other in all-star games, AAU. And obviously, when he transferred, followed his career and had a great, great career.
Yeah. Yeah. He was definitely a really good big man at Washington.
He was skilled, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He had the full game inside and out, and then, you know, took him to the NBA and overseas for a while. So,
yeah. And a great person.
Yeah.
All right. Kim, go ahead and unmute.
Yeah. First of all, Coach, what's up with the bat in the background overlooking?
A little Batman action. Right. Yes. Batman in the cave. Got to get out.
Now you had a chance to dissect and digest the film from the last couple of games. What'd you see that maybe you couldn't see on the bench that you really liked and some things you really needed to improve on?
You know, defensively, gosh, our activity is great. And now, you know, some, you know, just keep getting better. Some of our rotations where there could actually be more steals and showing and really just teaching them through it. They've done such a really good job of trying to be locked in practice and those types of things. And we're steadily improving. Offensively, I felt in the first half, we moved the ball as good as we have. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but We shared it. We ran off of our rebound. When we got the rebound, we were able to run and get down the court. And obviously, when you make shots and you have confident players, it changes the game. In the second half, people kept telling me, like, why are we, you know, after, you know, a post game was like, why did you try to protect the lead? And I don't feel like we did after watching the tape. I feel like we were still aggressive. We just missed some of those shots that we made in the first half. And what we can't do is let missed shots affect our defense. Our defense wasn't as good as it was in the first half. And so, you know, those are all learning lessons. We hadn't had a 20-point lead all season. So we're still growing, learning, you know, how to finish games, certain situations, but still there's a lot of growth.
You're still trying to get an understanding of, you know, what changed with all the turnovers and steals that you guys were able to create. Is it something that just clicked in, something they discovered, something they figured out, a different mindset? You know, what's been the story behind that?
I think if they understand that, you know, a lot of the steals are coming from being in the right spot, and then understanding the more reps that you get in, how teams are trying to operate against it, that's just, you get that with experience. And a lot of times earlier in the year, we were playing a lot of different defenses. And then we were getting steals too, but pressing man, and we can still do that. But for us, we, you know, they're starting to get it. And boy, they've got incredible instincts. They're starting to feel comfortable in it. They're starting to believe in that defense. And that's a fun thing to see. It feels like you got a badge of armor when you're out there.
Yeah, just one more. It just seemed like Jamal just needed some shots to fall to really boost his confidence. How big was that last game in boosting his confidence?
You know what? Just, I think, huge. He, you know he can shoot. I mean, he shot 51% from the three-point line last year. You know, he just had to have one of those games, just like Cole did. And I was just really proud of him. And it wasn't just the shot-making. I mean, the guy had three steals. He had five deflections. He was diving on the loose balls. I mean, his impact in the game was not just on shooting. And that's the one thing we've been kind of promoting and talking to him about is, even when you're not making shots, don't let that affect this area of your game, because there's so much more that you can give to this team. And I, you know, but for him personally, I was really happy for him, because that's the player that he can be night in and night out.
All right. Anything else for Coach? All righty. Oh, one more. Kim, go ahead and unmute.
Yeah, Oregon State coming up this week. Give us an idea of what we can expect, Coach.
Oregon State is a better team than their record. Wayne Tinkle did one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history of college basketball last year, the way that he got his team playing at a high level at the right time. He's the kind of guy, these kids play so hard for him, and they had played a really, really tough schedule and have lost a couple games by 1 or 2 points. This is dangerous, and we'd be able to go out there and play with an intensity just like I know they are, and they do every time we play them. They're going to play some matchup zones, which we haven't seen in a long time. So that will be new for us. And then, Oregon is Oregon. Oregon's probably the hottest team in the country right now, just beating both the LAs, two top six teams in the country back to back. And they're starting to kind of hit their stride. But I really believe these are just two incredible opportunities for our team. And if we can keep growing and we can keep improving in certain areas, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Also, you guys were on that long road trip, and then it almost seemed like you had a chance to come home, recharge, got a couple wins. And being gone as long as you did might make this road trip a little bit easier, because you're all recharged and ready to go. Does it seem like that a little bit?
Yeah. You know what, Kim? We had 2 days off coming back. You got to recharge. This thing is about energy. You know, I was told a long time, coaches practice 3 hours because they're insecure, not because the players are insecure. And so we've got a veteran group. We go in, we do our work, we get out, and we're going to conserve that energy, and we're going to go out there and fight as hard as we possibly can together. And if we can do that, like I said, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah, one more quick one. Just 8:30 start. Is that a little strange?
It's a little past my bedtime. But I guess anything for TV and the opportunity to play, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun road trip.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Ken.
All right. All good. Last call. Chris, did you have something?
No, all good. Thanks. Thanks, Coach. Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Coach.
You guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.